Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. Of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. We're live from the Next Jam Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Can email the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, nick@1620thezone.com. Hit me on the JTAC Construction Zone Twitter feed, at Nick Baugh. Still to come, Anthony Tolliver is going to stop by. Curious to get his take on, you know, this Kevin Durant injury. And it's interesting when you think about, you know, the Kevin Durant injury from the standpoint of, you know, I think the big thought was always like what led to him playing and all that stuff. But all of a sudden, you kind of turn the page and think about, well, what's going to happen now? I mean, Kevin Durant, to me, was kind of entering into his prime, almost. Like he's in his prime. Like, he's been in his prime for the past 3 years, probably. But he's 30 years old. And he's been in the league for over a decade. And this is the kind of injury that historically not a lot of people ever come back from and are totally the same. To me, I don't think lost in all like the just stunnedness of all this stuff is like, I think the Kevin Durant, as we know, might be, I don't know if he's going to fully come back. He'll still be, don't get me wrong, he's still going to be a really good player. The other thing, too, is like when big guys, big, I mean, he's not a center, but he's 7 feet tall, 6'11". When their wheels start to go, it usually is a problematic thing. I mean, again, don't get me wrong. He's still going to be a really good player. But I think we might have seen the best of Kevin Durant. Again, you're talking about 12 years in the league, multiple deep playoff runs, played in the Olympics. He's 30 years old. He's had other injuries. And now this is a huge one. I mean, he's probably going to miss an entire season. I just don't, to me, it's just kind of sad to think that like this dude might be done in terms of being the, you know, the dominant player. Still going to be a really good player. Still going to be an all-star. And I'll tell you right now, if I'm the New York Knicks, I still offer that guy the max because he still is, you know, he still can be a part of like a, you know, a 1-2 punch that's good enough to win a championship. But I guess just for me, it felt like, didn't it kind of feel like, boy, the best basketball still might be ahead of Durant? I don't know if it is now. I think the best basketball might be behind him. That's unfortunately kind of the reality. Just kind of sad, you know? And it's again, like I said, I still think the Knicks should offer him the max, but now you wonder how much does this change the landscape of free agency?
It does. But let's be honest, that was the decision that
everything kind of hinged. Everything was like, well, that domino's got to fall first, and then everything else will fall into place.
Bingo. Between him and Kawhi, I feel like one of those two had to fall first. And
there are three big things that three big dominoes for free agency that have to fall.
Yep.
Anthony Davis and the trade, whatever's going to happen there. Then Kevin Durant and Kawhi.
Yeah.
Jimmy, those three things were going to shape everything. It was going to shape Jimmy Butler. It was going to shape Kyrie Irving. It was going to shape who the Lakers were going to get, potentially. It's going to shape a lot.
Yeah.
Kemba Walker, all these things. And now, you know, is it out of the question that Golden State just signs a 1-year deal with Golden State for $31 million and stays with Golden State for a year?
Because he can still opt into his last year.
Yeah.
And then just stay there.
Just stay there for a year and just say,
I'm going to rehab
here. I know if I do eventually come back, I understand what team I'm going to have when I do come back.
Yep.
If I go to New York, I don't know what that situation is going to be. Changes a lot. It changes a lot now.
Yeah, because now I have questions. Because if he opts in, does that, well, obviously they
what
still.
What is that? Yeah, I mean.
Clay.
What happens with Clay?
Yeah.
What happens with Draymond in the future? You know, I mean, by the way, did you see this quote from Rich Paul on Anthony Davis? He said, because I've told you before, I still think if I'm the Celtics, I go for it with Anthony Davis. But Rich Paul said, who's Anthony Davis' agent, said, quote, the Celtics can trade for him, but it'll be for 1 year. In the event that he decides to walk away and you gave away assets, don't blame Rich Paul. So he went third person on himself there, which is kind of like hilarious. But he is doubling down on, hey, he is not signing long term. He is, Anthony Davis and Rich Paul have tried to made it known that their preferred destinations are New York or the Lakers.
Yes. And I'm with you 100%. Boston, it's worth it.
I think it is. I mean, again, Kawhi.
Look at
Kawhi wasn't gonna, and now look at it. Paul George. You think Paul George is for sure gonna stay? I mean, what we think now, and what we think in a year
is gonna change.
Can be dramatically different.
Yep.
It can be dramatically different. So I'm with. I still, if I'm Boston, that wouldn't deter me. That wouldn't deter me at all. 402-951-1620. All right. Anthony Tolliver, about a half hour from now. I want to get into the old concept of an asterisk. Is it, you can put an asterisk by this series? Oh. And then that we come back.